The unsanctioned June 30th deadline imposed by anti-immigration groups has immigrants in South Africa feeling threatened. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in parts of South Africa to rally against illegal immigration on Tuesday in the largest migration-related protests in nearly 20 years. And their reason? Increased unemployment and crime rates. An Al Jazeera article states the false deadline is circulating through social media and mimics official government notices. The posts falsely claim undocumented immigrants in South Africa had until yesterday to flee or face arrest and deportation. The groups spreading this propaganda say they commit to protesting peacefully and focusing on a lack of government intervention. However, authorities are wary of how these groups may be directly or indirectly contributing to violence. As Al Jazeera also reports that in Mossel Bay, mobilization was followed by the deaths of immigrants from Mozambique, and in Pietermaritzburg, a Malawian man was beaten to death following public incitement linked to anti-immigrant activism. One leading figure of the anti-immigration movement is Nkosi Kona Ndabadaba, who has taken credit for imposing the June 30th deadline. In one video, Ndabadaba confronts a Congolese migrant at a demonstration.
Don't listen to the government, don't listen to the police, don't listen to anyone. Just listen to us. We are saying this peacefully. Please go to your country. Leave now. Because the 30th of June, I can't control people of South Africa.
The government has responded by rejecting the June 30th cutoff, saying only authorities can enforce immigration laws. But many immigrants report that threats of violence and tension are more than enough to make them want to go home. 269 Nigerians evacuated from South Africa arrived in Lagos on Tuesday as Nigerian authorities continue repatriation efforts. The government said the returnees will undergo documentation, profiling, and medical screening before receiving temporary accommodation and other assistance. One repatriated Nigerian, Sandy Orris, speaks to the pain anti-immigration sentiment in South Africa has caused him.
When I realized that the country that I choose to settle down and run my business was not the right one, it was a very big regret. But I couldn't come back home because of I was having challenges.
Ahead of the protests, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa cautioned against making immigrants scapegoats for the country's fiscal troubles. Furthering this point are economic analysts who point to the country's history of apartheid as a potential reason for current problems. In 2025, the unemployment rate reached 32%, the highest of any African country. However, pressure from anti-immigration groups persists, and how the government approaches continued demands for action in the days following the unauthorized deadline remains to be seen. For KPFA News, I'm YouthWorks intern Amina Gordon.